we prize some information over others in our culture. Like, you're a real smart guy if you could name all the presidents. You're a real loser if you can name all the Pokemon. But if you think about it, and I have, there have only been 44 presidents. There have been 151 Pokemon. Not counting gold or silver, which I don't. It ends in Mew, the rarest of the Pokemon. It's three times harder to know the Pokemon than the president. But you're a loser if you know that. It bothers me. The Pokemon, you gotta know, like, their strengths and weaknesses. Presidents all have the same weakness. Bullets, that was easy.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse. Oh, I didn't turn Travis on. Now what? Travis is on.
Lick his nipples. That'll get him on. Right?
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on the Skype. We have one hell of a program for you this evening. So much to discuss, everyone. I intend to cure AIDS tonight.
I don't think you can do that.
Why not?
You don't have a medical degree.
No, see, everything, Napier, is sparked with an idea.
Okay.
And then that idea can spread. All I can do is come up with things that I can then hand off to the professionals and they can work it out.
Yeah, but what professionals are you talking to?
A medical professional. You're right. I'm not.
But what medical professionals are you talking to?
I'm just an enthusiastic young man.
Excellent.
With big ideas.
Are you sure? Just put it out there. As soon as all these major news outlets pick up on your idea, I'm sure it'll just spread like wildfire.
Right, right. That's what I'm hoping for, is the major news outlets to spread the word that Mike cured AIDS tonight on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Also, Napier has stories about crazy people, and I have a bone to pick with Will Ferrell.
Why?
I'm done with that guy.
What'd he do to you?
You wanna start with Will Ferrell?
Yeah, let's start with Will Ferrell.
Okay, let me tell you something. I noticed this. I saw a preview for his new film that he's making with Marky Mark.
Yeah.
I want to see that. That looks hilarious.
I like his last one.
Why does it look hilarious, Travis?
It looks funny.
Okay.
A straight man and a guy too eager to please, just like the other guys.
It's the same movie.
Nope.
They're all the same movie, Travis.
They're now dads, but they're trying to make sure the kids like one of them better than the other one.
Travis. In 2006, Will Ferrell made the film Talladega Nights.
And it was awesome.
And it was guys racing cars, and he was having a pissing contest with Borat. Then a year later, he made Blades of Glory. It was guys ice skating, and he was having a pissing contest with Napoleon Dynamite. He had a pissing contest with John C. Reilly in Step Brothers. He had a pissing contest with Marky Mark and the other guys. He had a pissing contest with Zach Galifianakis in The Campaign. In Anchorman 1, he had a pissing contest with, Vince Vaughn and the chick from Married with Children. In Anchorman 2, it was with the handsome guy, the James Marsden. Get Hard, it was him having a pissing contest with Kevin Hart. Every movie Will Smith makes is the exact same movie. It's him.
And also Will Ferrell.
What did I say? Did I say Marky Mark?
said Will Smith.
Will Smith? Why would I say Will Smith? Is it because they both, their names are Will?
Potentially.
Also, that wasn't
because
right.
Of all of Will Smith's movies are also exactly the same.
I mean, no, he fought aliens and
then he fought the spy networks, and then he fought that big spider thing in Wild Wild West.
And then he found Kevin James, like a chick that was way too attractive for him.
He fought loneliness.
He was fighting his ego in that one. And then he fought aliens again in Men in Black 1 through 3.
But why is every movie the same, though? Elf, I guess, was the only movie that he ever made that wasn't him and some other dude, like, in a pissing contest.
Stranger Than Fiction was also like that. That movie was really weird.
That was a pretty good movie.
What about that soccer one he did?
It was him having a pissing contest with his dad, Robert Duvall.
Yeah, and Juicebox guy, Mike Ditka.
But they're all the same movie, Napier! That's the same thing! It's like, hey, I'm going to have an alpha male off with this other dude, and then we're going to make a movie, and then we're going to make another movie with a different guy.
I'm pretty sure you can describe most movies in that way.
What do you mean? No.
It's called conflict in a story.
Yeah, conflict in... There's a million conflicts you can have. Will Smith fights aliens. How come Will Ferrell doesn't fight any aliens? Will Ferrell never ventures out of his comfort zone, is what I'm saying.
So?
It's like, oh, we're both old guys who live with our parents. We gotta share a room? This is bullshit. And then they make that movie again and again and again and again. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's not particularly riveting entertainment. It's just, you know, I have this platform. And I wanna complain about things.
I think you're overgeneralizing Will Ferrell movies.
You think I am?
Yeah.
What did I say that wasn't true?
I'm just saying you're putting this in the most general term possible to describe the movie.
I don't want this show to be about Will Ferrell, though.
It has been so far.
I'm going to cure AIDS tonight.
Dare he make movies that either feature external conflict or internal conflict?
He's such a smartass that way.
we need to address the flat drunk contest that ended a couple of weeks ago. Liquid Lozenge submitted like 30 flat drunks.
Some of them were real good.
No one else submitted any. So by default, Liquid Lozenge wins the flat drunk contest.
And also, flat drunk is now dead.
Yeah, we didn't mention it. I guess. You know, it goes without saying that the dude won because he's the only one that entered. So if that guy sends us his address, then we get the flat drunk thing. I guess I could have done that privately, but it was a public contest. So we should announce a winner, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's a thing we should do.
And now for the winner of the last flat drunk contest. Drum roll, Napier. It's at Liquid Lozenge on the Twitter.
Guys, after the break, we're going to be joined by Asterios Kokonos. He's a comedian who made a book that caught my eye, and I want to talk to him about a subject that me and Napier are very passionate about. So expect that to be coming up in a little bit. And I practiced pronouncing his name correctly.
So, excellent.
I'm going to take every opportunity to say it now because, you know, I spent so much time on it. Do you want to know how I'm going to cure AIDS? And I'm upset that Drunk isn't here because I know that this is probably something that Drunk would just get fiery mad about and tell me I'm an asshole for.
Because Drunk has AIDS?
No, just because Drunk wants to poo-poo on all my ideas. Now, I got several messages about last week's show. Guys, if you did not listen to last week's show, I recommend you do it because Drunk got really mad at me. And I got several messages from people that said, Mike, I don't necessarily know if I agree with your idea, but I just think that Drunk was just out of line. And
love how excited he got, though. You like got him up off his chair with your idea. Like he was so angry.
The only way to get Drunk to wake up out of his fucking chair is to piss him off.
And I feel like when people messaged me and were telling me that they didn't really agree with my idea, I was able to have a conversation with them about how I think that it would make the world a better place. And I think that by the end of it, people kind of saw where I was coming from. So I mean, if you have more questions, guys, feel free, ask away, because I'm an open book. I want my ideas to spread and make the world a better place. That's what I'm here to do.
How's that working so far?
It's not. It's not. And that's why I feel like I need to open a dialogue. I feel that's a big problem that we have on the show, Travis, is that we don't seem approachable. I think that people, you know, they're intimidated by us. They think that, like, we're just going to call them, you know, fuck faces if they attempt to contact us.
Twitter stalk them.
We do have a bit of a history of that, but that was in the past.
Was like 2 months ago.
No, we've turned over a new leaf. We're not gonna be assholes to you guys.
We're the power of positivity guys now.
Right. I mean, we had several positive guests on. By the way, Diamond Dallas Page, we had on a couple of weeks ago, he told me to email me, and he was gonna send me information about how my cell phone is gonna, like, kill my balls.
You don't put your cell phone there.
I emailed him, and he never sent me the stuff back.
Well, he might be busy. I mean, the dude's got, you know, stuff to run.
But he told me to email him.
Well, he probably didn't mean, like, he's going to get back to you tomorrow.
But in the meantime, I got my phone in my pocket. Do I need to do something different with my phone? And, like, where am I going to put my phone? Well, if it's not my balls, what, am I going to put it in, like, my breast pocket? And then it's going to make my lungs bad, right?
Why don't you just switch which part of your pants you keep it in?
I just need to really prioritize whether or not talking to people is that important.
It isn't.
Maybe I just leave my phone, like, in my car or something.
Oh, yeah, it ain't going to hurt you there.
Or put it on, like, airplane mode and, like, you know, just designate an hour of the day where people can contact me if they need to.
Mike, there's absolutely nothing safer than driving around on your cell phone.
Is nothing safer?
No, nothing.
Not one thing?
No. Other than doing the driving without your cell phone.
It's important to me that I get out my my cure for AIDS and really all infectious diseases. I'm going to cure.
Is it bleach?
And I
just straight line inject that shit.
I have in the chat that people could say the same thing about Adam Sandler or Jim Carrey movies. I think Jim Carrey kind of went that direction for a while, and then he got away with it, and then, like, he got out, and he doesn't really make the same movies anymore.
It's because everybody expects those guys to make the same movies, and when they venture out of those shackles that society puts on them, they poo-poo it. Jim Carrey tried to do the
Majestic. And Adam Sandler goes kind of in different directions, but, you know, he's always, like, the guy who says the smart-assy thing in, like, a sea of dipshits, and he always has, like, a way-too-hot-for-him wife.
I did like his new one. That's on Netflix.
Oh, did you watch it? Yep. I watched it today, too.
I actually enjoyed it. It was way better than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, it was stupid.
It was stupid, but I had really low expectations for this movie.
I would say that the part where John Turturro is teaching people how to play baseball is worth watching the movie.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm going to cure AIDS.
Okay? Awesome.
And I'm going to tell you how. I saw an episode of Doug on TV.
The new series or the original?
The original, I believe. And it's always haunted me that they live in this world where Doug's best friend, Skeeter, is a green person, and nobody ever references the green person.
That means they live in a utopia where color doesn't matter.
But he's a guy that's green, and it's never come up. It's been like, hey, Skeeter, why are you green?
Dude, you don't ask people why they're a certain color.
But there's no green people. Why is Skeeter green?
There is a green person. It's Skeeter.
Yeah. There he is.
So I got to thinking of how Skeeter became green.
Okay.
And it hit me. You know, like when you have a pool in your backyard, right? And you got to check the chlorine, and you put the little tester thing in the water. You dip it in there, and there's like a chart next to it that, depending on what the color is like how much chlorine is in the pool, right?
Yep.
What if, like, we took some kind of vaccination when we're very young that changes our color if we have, like, an infectious disease?
So, like, when you're sick, you turn a color?
Yeah. So, like, if I get the HIV virus, like, I as the virus becomes more prevalent in my body, I become like a deeper shade of blue or purple or something.
Won't that cause those people to get attacked? Because,
well, I mean, like, they can do blood tests on me to determine if I have things. So, I mean, theoretically, there are some kind of chemicals or ways to, like, use your blood to determine if you have something. Therefore, if there's something that can determine whether you have something by your blood, it can probably turn your blood a color if it's activated, right? You could come up with that. And then I just turn purple. And then people see the purple guy, and they say, I should definitely not have sex with this person. But, I mean, it's not just that, but, like, also for your own detection. You catch it early. You know, if you have something that can be cured, you start to turn kind of purple, and you're like, oh, wait, I'm turning kind of purple. Let's look at my chart, and oh shit, purple means I need to go to the doctor like right now. I have such and such.
So you're not curing anything. You're just segregating society that has AIDS from the AIDS-less people.
Don't you think that is probably a good idea? No. I mean, I'm not saying, to make them feel like the boogeyman or something, but, like...
Just turning them a weird color so they look like the boogeyman.
Yeah, you don't think that they're going to feel like a boogeyman as soon as they look different from everybody
else?
But,
I mean, the best way to not spread an infectious disease is to be aware of who has the disease, right? I'm not saying that we shun them or anything, but, I mean, like, but if...
There's no way they would not be shunned.
But in a way, they... I mean, like, you should be cautious. If someone has the HIV virus, you should be cautious to, like, not
be around them,
not have sex with them,
like, not talk to them, not shop.
I mean, it's a serious fucking thing.
No, I'm not saying it's not serious.
If I have sex with somebody with the HIV and I get HIV, then I have HIV, and then I'm going to spread it to someone else.
You're not curing it. You're just stopping the malicious spreading of it. Like, the people who are maliciously going around passing out their AIDS.
Yeah, but if everybody is aware earlier that they have it, if it doesn't spread, then it's contained. Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you might as well just say...
It's like the pools.
Like,
we
well
become
say,
pool
if you have
tests.
AIDS, we have to put you down. Sorry.
Or like, hey...
No, this is way better than that. We just make you purple.
Okay,
or green, so, or blue. Or,
okay, let's say they turn blue, like they're like fucking magenta.
Yeah, I got a magenta guy walking around. It'd be kind of fun, I guess. Different colored people. You say we don't see color, and Skeeter's living in the world just fine. You know, Skeeter's got the AIDS. They hang out with Skeeter just fine.
Okay, well, what if you're like a person in the medical profession, and you turn magenta, and everywhere you go, like. No magenta folks allowed. And they say, oh, well, that's racist. Like, nope, magenta's not a race. Get out.
Brian in the chat says he's actually working on a story about people who are criminally prosecuted for giving others the HIV virus.
Well, but, knowingly, yeah, that's probably very, 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 very illegal.
Can you be sued for some kind of neglect if you don't know you have it and you spread it?
No, if you don't know you spread it, then... nothing happens. It's about malicious intent.
But this would do away with all of that. Don't you think that would be better?
Yeah, but that...
Well, what is the... I mean, like, other than hurting people's feelings, what is the bad side to doing that? To just making people aware, hey, this guy here is orange. That probably means he has syphilis.
Well, the only thing wrong with it is you're creating another segregation in society for people to be, have ill feelings towards.
And, you know, 99.9% of people you interact with every day don't need to know about the functions of your dick or your asshole or pussy because they will have no contact with them.
There's situations that arise that it might be a good idea for a paramedic, for such and such to know, hey, this person that I'm about to treat, hey, this person that I'm about to do this or that, take blood from, a blood drive or something.
I'll take your idea and manipulate it so it doesn't actually segregate a whole entire group of people and just say, yes, I think this is actually a good idea, but like the little mark has to be on like your inner thigh or something. Like there's like a square patch on the inner thigh where if you look at the, if you have the HIV
it starts
virus,
beeping.
It's then that turns green.
Maybe you got one of the, you know, they got those little like pager things that the diabetic people wear.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody could just like wear a little pager.
Okay, how about this? It goes in between your toes or on the heel of your feet. I think that's where the heroin addicts put the heroin in them so that nobody can tell they're heroin addicts. So just put it there like you know, every day before you go to bed, check in between your first and second toe. And
if you have a particularly dirty night after a night out at the tavern, then you check and you say, hey.
That's another thing. A bunch of heroin addicts, they would know who to share needles with and who not to.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a bonus for heroin addicts. Yeah.
Don't share needles, kids. Get new ones.
No, yeah, because why?
AIDS. Hepatitis.
Yeah.
But if the hepatitis made people bright green, then you'd know who had hepatitis. Right?
Tell Kranz I do not know too much about heroin.
Somebody
use.
Tell me this is a good idea.
I just
need to
fine.
Hear it.
Listen, I just told you it was fine, but you can't turn somebody's entire fucking body a different skin color.
Why not?
Because you...
I just told you why. Well, you don't fucking listen to nobody talk to you. You're like, just tell me every idea I have is good and stop telling me it's wrong in any way. Why don't you just love my ideas all the time?
I vote for a change.
I'm very defensive, Travis. I was attacked last week. I feel I was attacked unfairly.
Mike, we're going to change the format of the show at the last 5 minutes of every episode. We're going to have a segment called Mike's Safe Space, where we just agree with you or we have to leave the room.
No maxi aggressions, no microaggressions.
Oh, boy.
And you just tell everybody that disagrees with you, hey, no, sir, I got bullyproof windows in my safe space.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I do think it should be more inconspicuous than turning somebody's whole body a different color.
Yeah, like when you say, okay, we're about to have sex, let me look in between your toes so I don't find the AIDS stripe.
Where you're like the bottom of your foot just turns into a skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
There are benefits to being aware of who has what.
Yeah. In like no scenario you face daily. I mean, in what situation do you face daily that the guy that kind of hangs out next to you at work has AIDS? And like, how does that affect you? Just
well,
don't
you
fuck
AIDS
that
from
guy.
Toilet seats.
Well, you can't really get anything from a toilet seat.
I don't know, guys.
No, I don't think it is a bad idea. I just think it could be tweaked a little bit.
Yeah.
But I thought you were going to cure it. You're just talking about not spreading it.
Not spreading it eventually cures it, right?
I suppose.
I mean, if everybody who has AIDS eventually like dies without giving any more people AIDS, then we cured AIDS, right?
Kind of.
If everybody who has AIDS, all the blue AIDS folks, they all die of old age or, you know, AIDS, and they're all gone, then, like, nobody can get AIDS because they can't have sex with anybody with AIDS unless, like, they dig somebody up and.
But doesn't that kind of, like...
Even then, I guess they don't have any more AIDS in them because they got embalmed, right?
Well, doesn't that also kind of fuck up medical science where people are too casual to say, well, if you have something, eventually you'll die with it, and then we'll all move on with our lives. Like, yeah, your life is going to suck, but we're going to make it somehow bearable for you, kind of, and then when you die, we'll just forget this happened.
Kranz has a good line in chat. Porn would become much more colorful.
Yeah.
I wonder if there'd be like a genre of porn where like they would paint people like different colors and be like, you know, like people who want the disease. I don't know. I'm just saying, guys.
I guess purple person or teacher person. I guess that's. Yeah.
I like
for
where your
fences.
Brain is, Mike, though. You really are trying to improve.
I am. I think each week I'm going to try to figure out a way to make the world a better place. And that's gonna be my gift to all of you.
I'm really, really sure that your ultimate goal is to get us quicker to a world in which we live in the Thunderdome.
Is that where we're headed?
Apparently.
We're headed to the Thunderdome?
If we're going with blue people, get... their shit beat out of them with baseball bats.
Look.
Because that is inevitable.
if we were just, like, able to keep things running 24 hours a day. I mean, like, the things that matter.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to start replacing machinery because it never has a chance to cool down. You're going to have to replace roads because they never have a chance to settle. And
they just wouldn't have as much strain on them at one specific time.
No, but instead of like doing a mad rush and then it stops, you're having constant wear on things that you wouldn't normally have constant wear on. And
that
then
is
you know
true. When we have a paper mill in town, and when that paper mill goes 24/7, they actually have like a 2-week shutdown to like totally go through everything to make sure it's going to be able to handle the 24/7 running of the shit for like a month.
And doesn't that stink all to piss?
Nah, it's not bad. Or maybe I'm used to it.
Probably used to it. I heard they're horrible.
So, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Guys, thank you for being here. We have a great chat turnout tonight.
Well, they probably thought you were going to be accosted tonight, so
they all wanted to see me get beat up, and instead I just cured AIDS for them.
Maybe I swear I saw Drunk make a fist once.
If that's what brings people back, we maybe really should do that every week where Drunk just gets pissed and yells at you.
We'll be back in a couple of minutes with Asterios Kokonos. Stick around. Hey, country music fans, it's us again. I know you must be tired of us sending our cast-offs. We've taken Taylor Swift, and in return sent you Jessica Simpson, Hootie, and the guy from Stained. Well, it's time we make amends. We present to you this peace offering. R. Kelly. Yeah, I know. He doesn't look like much of a CMT award nominee, but give him a chance. I bet Betsy will let you finger her to it. This is just our way of saying thanks for all that you do to keep the unlicensed Calvin peeing decals out there. Hey, this guy likes peeing on things too. Common ground. Get him a hat. I won't live another lonely night. 'Cause I'm barely breathing without you. R. Kelly Goes Country, coming to a station near you, or get it on iTunes, or Spotify, probably, right? You guys do Spotify, don't you?
Getting strange for all you strangers. This is Strange Label.
Hey, Mikey, go to the bathroom.
While the WFOD guys are off making stinky, we'd like to take this opportunity to entice you with an exclusive offer. Are you currently experiencing dissatisfaction with your defecation because you're wasting your time reading Facebook updates about your cousin's latest breakup? Did OP fail to deliver again? Are you experiencing gastrointestinal discontent because these precious porcelain moments are wasting your phone's battery life? Have you recently consumed Americanized Mexican food delivered to you via drive-thru window? We at Rocktown Press feel your pains and have personally handcrafted a solution for your water closet woes that can be discreetly delivered to your front door. New in 2015, Rocktown Press unveils the Taco Bell Survival Pack.
Oh, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, product placement with Taco Bell.
For a mere $39.99 at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, you get not one, not two, but three pieces of quality bathroom reading material, enough matches to cover the stink of 1,000 shits, and an emergency roll of toilet paper.
Say, what kind of toilet paper you got back there?
Two-ply, my friend, and only the best. But don't jump off the John just yet. Our managers have approved a very special offer for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks listeners. Enter the promo code WFOD at checkout and receive 20% off your order at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com. It's not only good on the Taco Bell Survival Pack, but everything site-wide. So head on over to rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, use the promo code WFOD, save some money, and make your next bathroom break complete with tales of underage drinking, suicide, prescription drug abuse, summer camp, journalism, celebrities, and more suicide.
And Charlie, later match!
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. We are joined by a very special guest, Napier.
Excellent.
Asterios Kokonos.
That's me. Hi. You got my weird ethnic name right. Congratulations.
I've been practicing it all day, Asterios.
I can tell.
I have. I on your Facebook page, you even have a little thing pronouncing it and sounding it out. It was rough, but I got it. I feel confident enough that I can just do it now.
10 out of 10. Well, God, now I feel more confident because you did your homework. Now we both feel more confident.
I stumbled across a what do you even call it? A short comic short?
What a mini? We call them mini comics.
A mini comic.
In the 90s, we would have called them zines, but now when we tell millennials. What when we use the word zine, they don't know what we mean and they get scared.
It's called. You do not want to scare millennials.
The Enemies of 20-something Mega Man. It's available on DevastatorPress.com. It combines two things that we're passionate about: mocking millennials and Mega Man. I was a big Mega Man guy back in the day. I had. Did they make like 9 of them?
Oh my God! At
there's
least.
Been
and
like
there's
20.
Mega Man X, and then there's the Mega Man RPG, like the Chip Defender one. It's yeah. There's just a million Mega Man.
And the idea that you had, and it's one of those ideas that pisses you off because it's like that's genius, and you should have thought of it first. It's basically new enemies for Mega Man now.
Yeah. That's what see. When you said it pissed you off, I thought you were talking about the invention of Mega Man, the video game.
Well, that pisses me off, too. We're going to get to that.
Well, because I was going to say, like, I don't think I'm nearly smart enough to have thought of it. Like, I'm not like, oh, it's so obvious. Well, you beat up a robot and you steal his powers. It's
see,
like, a crazy guy thought of that.
When we were kids, we played Mega Man and it just made sense. You know, you go to a level, and there's a guy named Airman, and so you're in the clouds, and you're killing all the air things, and then you go in the room, and then you fight Airman.
Got it. Yeah, he's literally a giant four-bladed fan.
But,
that's
like, as we've gotten older, and you kind of think about it, Mega Man's kind of a dick. Because, I mean, like, Airman is in a room by himself.
Yep.
He's not bothering anybody. There's no windows.
Nobody held captive.
No. I mean, he doesn't have hostages. He's in a room by himself. What the fuck's he doing? He's not doing anything.
When you think about it, he also had to storm through Airman's world. Like, it's a special world it's catered to Airman. Like, he put himself in a place where he could thrive and not bother anybody.
Right.
Stormed the entire world to get to the building to kill Airman.
Kills all of his friends and pets in the process.
Yeah, all of the things that he put in his house, he broke, destroyed, and beat up or killed.
Right.
Yeah, it's a home invasion is what it is.
Mega Man is a psychopathic home invader who breaks into people's houses, murders all their pets and family members, and then cuts off their hands to wear them to fight somebody else with that guy's hands.
He does. He's a hand cutter offer.
When you think about it, like Mega Man is kind of like Thanos, where he's trying to acquire all of the Infinity Gems, so he doesn't care who he has to kill to get them. And Mega Man's just trying to assemble all these powers to kill more completely innocent people.
Yeah, but Thanos doesn't take trophy parts with him of the people that he murders for the Infinity Gems.
But is that only because he hasn't thought of it? It doesn't seem like it's beyond the pale for Thanos to do that.
Just have a big shelf of hands. The hand trophy room. But like in the process, he's got this big bag of hands that he's just kind of roaming from world to world with that he can interchange for the hell of it. I mean, he's fine with what he's got. But then, you know, he's got to put on other people's hands and try him out for a while.
And we're talking about Mega Man, right? We're not talking about Thanos.
Oh, we're bouncing around to a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, I'm comfortable talking about either, to be perfectly honest. Like, you have no idea. This is the only conversation I've had in 2015 that has made any amount of sense, is this conversation. Here's the other thing about Mega Man, is that, like, he works for a guy named Dr. Light. And the bad guy's name is Dr. Wily. And Dr. Wily keeps, like, convincing everybody that he's good again between sending out waves of murderous robots. It's like he'll send out, like, a wave of murderous robots. And then, like, the next time he'll be like, I reformed. I changed my ways.
Guys, like, that murderous robot thing, I'm done with it.
Yeah, that was a phase. Murder bots.
And the police can't put him in jail because the robots are only fighting other robots, and that's technically not really illegal.
No, I mean, we watch it on ABC every Thursday night, hosted by Bill Burr.
Bill Burr hosts a show that robots fight each other?
Yeah, it's called yes, he does.
Why have I not seen the show?
It's called BattleBots.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, so
why
people
would
make.
I lie to you guys?
No.
I have to gate.
Forget the Mega Man thing. Now we're talking about BattleBots.
Okay.
What would you have to gain? That'd be like me saying, "Oh, you guys haven't seen that new Louis C.K. show where he pits zebras and horses to the death in a ring?"
I'd watch that show too.
Of course you would. Like just trying to pitch us shows here.
Okay, so people they make robots and then the robots fight. Is that it?
That's literally, hey, actually, hold on one second. Hey, Sengi, do you want to come on with me?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, hey, my friend Sangeeta, I just ran into her on the street, and we're going to be on the podcast together now because she's so funny.
Hey, so what podcast is this? Hi.
Say hi, Sangeeta. Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Sangeeta. I'm Asterios' friend.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Billy on the street.
Oh.
Red. I would.
How do you feel about BattleBots and or Mega Man and or Thanos?
They haven't heard of BattleBots, the ABC show. They haven't heard of it.
Really?
It's on ABC?
BattleBots to them.
ABC's doing a shitty job promoting it because I feel like this is something I should have heard of.
It's the same show. It was on Comedy Central. It came back. Bill Nye plays the color commentator. Mm-hmm. He gives expert advice. A former Playboy playmate interviews the nerds that make the robots in between segments and kind of like scares them, like they don't know how to handle her.
You
like
know, you're making this up. This isn't real because I would have.
Everything I'm saying is true.
No, this is totally a thing. Fun. It's so addictive. It has so much heart, surprisingly, too.
Yeah, because it's like they have these like nerd families where it's like, I'm a nerd dad and this is my nerd son and we made this nerd bot together and it made us closer.
Exactly, because you're building this thing together but they're actually fighting to the death. So there's also a weird like brutal element, but it's also like, I don't know. I like it.
I love it. It's like the Soapbox Derby cars only for the new generation.
Oh, yeah. Soapbox Derby cars are out. BattleBots are in.
If I came up robots to you that fight each other to the death is the new.
That's the new Soapbox Derby. Yeah.
You know, until we get to like an actual like in real life anime version of having giant robots fight each other to the death. But I think BattleBots is a good medium between like, you know, Pinewood Derby and like, you know, the small scale things to the big stuff.
It's baby steps. It's baby steps. If you don't have literally families destroying each other's property. On ABC, then how are you going to get to what was that movie where like all the giant robots fought that came out a couple of years ago?
Pacific Rim.
Well, you're not going to get a Pacific Rim.
Yeah, so like it kind of gives me glimpses of the future in the most glorious and destructive way.
Hey guys, we need to get to Real Steel before we can get to Pacific Rim.
Yep, you got to Real Steel before you can Pacific Rim. I think they say that in the movie Real Steel.
Kranz in the chat room is saying he has also never seen BattleBots with Bill Burr.
the
chat room is calling Asterios a liar.
Look, I'm going to tell you, that's not the first chat room where I called a liar in and it won't be the last. But you want to just tell the guy to Google it. Or you know what? Actually, hit /kick and kick that guy out. And then hit /op and make me an opper because I love internet relay chat.
Are the battle bots as ridiculous as they were back when that premiered on Comedy Central? Where one of them was like
it was on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
How long has this been a thing that I've never heard of it?
A decade.
At least a decade. I remember being in like, just late 90s, I think, early 2000s.
Oh, my God. Can you buy the seasons? I need to catch up. I just need to quit my job and binge all the seasons of BattleBots.
Look, I'm pretty sure you can get 5 episodes on Hulu and unlimited access on Hulu Plus, which is kind of why I came here to talk to you guys today. Hulu Plus is a fantastic service. You can watch yesterday's TV today. Do you like watching commercials? Well, you're going to love you're going to love Hulu Plus because only the best commercials are on Hulu Plus.
And they make sure if it's relevant to you by asking repeatedly.
Yeah, and then I keep telling them, like, no, this makeup commercial is not relevant to me, and they show it to me anyway.
Yeah, but isn't Hulu Plus, don't you give them money?
So they say, they say, hey, do you use makeup? And you say no, and they, like, learn the better ways to sell you shit?
Well, in theory, but in reality, no.
I think maybe that's what it is. It's a testing ground. They're seeing how good they can advertise to you, where initially you said, no, when I started Hulu, I didn't use makeup. But now, 3 weeks in, that's all I do is use makeup.
Well, because you saw the same commercial 300 times.
With that new Star Wars makeup, this might be the thing that gets me to wear makeup. Sankey, you've seen that stuff, right?
Totally. I mean, I no longer feel like a consumer. I feel like the product now.
How does it feel to have the product on your show? You guys have seen the Star Wars makeup. You know I'm not making that up, right?
Is it just Star Wars branded?
Yeah, like Maybelline, it's like, what side are you? Like the light side or the dark side? And you can like dress up like a Sith.
I actually think that's cool as fuck.
Do they have directions?
No, not like in a specific, like tutorials and stuff like that. That's like more when you go into makeup fandom, which is a whole other world.
Which we will talk about.
Oh, totally. But no, I actually really like it when there's limited edition like brands of makeup. Sometimes like Sephora will come out with like, I actually really wanted this like Disney palette one that had like jasmine looking stuff, just because I was like, oh my god, it looks.
Are you
like
guys dressed
stuff.
Up as Star Wars characters right now?
I'm dressed like Kylo Ren. No spoilers about what I'm dressed as, because I don't know anything about the movie.
Yeah, it's funny that there's all this Kylo Ren shit everywhere, and we don't know anything. I mean, he might be a guy that gets killed in the first 5 minutes.
I
mean,
hope
like
he does.
You might.
That guy's face bothers me.
They did the same thing with Darth Maul, though. Like, for a year before that Phantom Menace came out, Darth Maul was everywhere. And he absolutely has about 20 minutes of screen time and dies right away.
He says like three things.
Mm-hmm. And then gets cut in half.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
Like, how many people do you think have gone out and got Kylo Ren tattoos?
Well, me and Sangeeta just did, so that's two.
Do they match?
Walked out of a theater, I just got on a podcast, and then immediately got tattoos. Hollywood, baby.
This is L.A. It's all happening.
Didn't somebody get a Jar Jar Binks tattoo before the movie came out?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh.
I hope so. I hope, because it's always comforting for me to know that someone else is doing worse. So I hope that someone does have that tattoo, because it's like, all right, I'm not the biggest loser today.
Today.
Yeah, we'll see about tomorrow. Because yeah, that right? guy might get like a super cool tattoo, like Megatron, and then out back to square one.
That's how I feel every morning that I wake up, is like, well, I guess I got to find somebody that sucks more than I do real quick.
Well, luckily, two of them called you up directly, so we're making this convenient for you.
Yeah. We're helping you with your curve, man. I'm glad to be of service.
You're welcome,
I don't know,
buddy.
If you're willing to talk about Mega Man and Thanos and Star Wars, I think we're pretty much on the same wavelength.
Yeah, we're all in. It's like we're all up shit creek. Not a great creek. Not a great creek.
Hey, what are you doing Monday night? You want to get together with a bunch of jack-offs sitting at their kitchen table and talk about Mega Man?
And then would those two jack-offs like to call two jack-offs who are huddling around a single pair of iPhone headphones on the sidewalk like idiots?
Yeah, it's like Nick and Nora's Infinite Podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Ultimately, guys, what are we doing with our lives? We need to make some real change, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think
is
so. I think we're winners.
This is
that's why we brought you on this week, Mysterios.
Oh God. Oh, I was overdue for one.
Your friends got a hold of us and they said we need to do something here. And this is what
this
we're
is
doing.
The scene where we all go from beta nerds to alpha nerds and one of us becomes evil and stuff.
Oh no. The guy whose app takes off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd love to see an alpha nerd. What, they do the hand hover thing only 2 inches above the hot lady shoulder?
Oh, way closer. Oh, my God.
I didn't get that. They laughed, and so it must have meant something. It went over my head.
No, you gotta, it's called hover handing. It's when a super awkward guy is trying to take a picture with a girl, but he's afraid to touch her.
Oh,
so his
right,
just, like,
right.
hovers over her shoulder. There's so many pictures at Comic-Con of people taking pictures with, like, Olivia Munn, like, straight-up hover-handing.
Mike, I think I have a picture of with me and Catherine Isabel at one of the horror conventions that I went to where I have a slight hover-hand.
Okay, so she doesn't know you're taking the picture?
No, she knows. You just don't want it. You, like, are uncomfortable with the touching, like you're not sure.
Oh.
You know, she's all down for taking the picture, but you're not sure if you should put your hand on her arm or not, or if it's weird.
Yeah,
know?
But you don't want to be just standing with your arms at your sides like a couple of doofs.
Right.
No.
So you have to induce a force field like a nerd.
Help me, virginity force field. Keep the vaginas away.
I rolled a four.
Hover hands with hoverboards.
Oh, my God. Little adorable hoverboards. I love it.
I rolled a four, so the force field is only 2 inches from her body.
Well, I mean, you know, look, I asked my friends Han Solo to go shut down the force field around her body, but I believe it was quite operational by the time I arrived. Okay. Well, look, that's a deep cut of every Halloween. I don't know. It's my favorite Emperor Palpatine line. It's, I believe your friends will find the battle station quite operational. It's like quite operational. It's either operational or it's not. Death Star is in a binary state. But he puts the word quite in there just to be a huge dick, and it totally works.
It sounds way creepier. I mean, just say it without quite. It doesn't sound very good.
Sure. No, I'll try it right now. I believe your friends will find the station operational. No, you're right. It doesn't sound creepy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound creepy at all.
Oh, it's like the end of a phone conversation with a DirecTV tech. Your dish should be operational now. But if they said quite operational, I'd throw it out my front door.
What if they said fully operational?
Then you know they were lying.
It's like, oh my god, like what did you install in here that wasn't working before? I don't want this. Is your battle plot?
I only wanted a partially operational dish. Oh, you know what? Fully functional is what Data says to Tasha Yar when they're under the effects of that mind ray and they have sex. Do you remember this, Sankita?
I do remember this. Yeah,
all right, Sankita, you explain it because I couldn't have sounded any creepier.
No.
You explain it, Sankita.
I don't think I can. Just like, I saw that episode when I was a little kid, and it was like me waiting to watch Sailor Moon on UPN because it was TNG and then Sailor Moon after.
That's a pretty good rock block.
I know.
you can kind of nerd love out to Riker and then Tuxedo Mask will rescue you. There's a lot of hot man meat in that hour and a half.
For sure. I just had no sexuality at the time.
What?
So I just could not.
Let's talk more about your five-year-old sexuality, shall we?
I was just thinking about how, like, when you say that something's fully functional, it's like the nerdy thing to say because you're being reassuring and you're just kind of like saying, oh, like these are the statistics of where this thing is at. But if you're like, this thing is quite operational, it's like au contraire, my friend. It's very like enterprising people. Like, you know, you're trying to slowly own them, but you're being all like catty about it and stuff like
but
that.
I think they use that exact same line on Cialis commercials too.
I think it's
fully operational.
You know what? Those new Viagra commercials with the British lady, she's like, you know, your lady wants a fully operational man. You better avoid Viagra. Bippity boppity boo. I'm going to go clean a chimney. Put another shrimp on a barbie, mate.
At least they're talking now, and it's not just a guy out on a sailboat.
I don't. Australia Kingdom?
She's from where Dick Van Dyke's accent's from, for sure.
Yeah.
From every single British, like, colonial thing.
That was me trying my hardest to do a British accent.
It was amazing.
I bought it.
Thank you. I'll take it.
I don't believe any British accent where they don't say governor.
Do they even have governors over there?
I don't.
No, they've got like
ministers.
What's their represent? Parliamentarians.
Yeah.
They're like constables and stuff.
They are
like,
constables.
But like, I don't know what like the lower level, like lieutenants instead of lieutenants.
They do say lieutenant.
Yeah, I love it.
How confusing would it be if someone was like, Lieutenant Commander Geordi, get over here. Geordi'd be like, who? He'd be like, nah, Lieutenant Commander. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Just trying to church it up a little bit. You know, we get bored up here in the spaceship.
I wanted to sound cool, and it didn't work.
Asterios.
Yo, well, let me plug these books before.
I was going to, but you go ahead.
Yeah, look, I know you guys are busy. I know you got a lot of guests coming up.
We got so much going on.
So I'll let you guys go put on. But listen.
No, we had a guest on one time that was, he totally tuned out after he needed to turn on Better Call Saul, so you're fine.
Yeah, Better Call Saul premiered tonight, and he said, that was Kurt Metzger, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's like, I gotta get the DVR. He goes, turn that on.
Hold on, I gotta make sure the DVR is recording that, and turned on Better Call Saul, and then it was really good, so he started watching it.
Wait,
while he was on there.
So did he just kind of give phoned-in rape jokes? Like, as opposed to, like, his, like, full-on misogynistic... Like, is this... All right, look, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Let me plug my dumb comics. You can go to devastatorpress.com/Mega Man 2. The books are called The Enemies of 20-something Mega Man. And what I did was I just turned all the people that annoyed me in my 20s into Mega Man villains. So Mega Man will fight like unsolicited diet advice man, nonchalant cocaine use man, acts dodgy about his family wealth man, couch surfing man, won't stop talking about his rescue dog man. It's just because he didn't rescue the dog. In a lot of ways, the dog rescued him.
Right, so, right. And they're $5 a piece, guys.
Some of them, and then obtained some of their powers. So if you know, if you notice that, I'm so sorry, Australian.
No, that's okay. I totally forgive you. Those are, it's all based on comedians I know in Los Angeles. So you probably did date these guys. And hey, I just want to. Oh, and Sankey, tell them about your Twitter account, because Sankey is one of the best Twitterers on Twitter.
Oh my goodness, thank you. Well, I sort of totally barred and invited myself on this, but thank you.
No, absolutely.
My username on Twitter is El Sanguito, just like a pun on my name. That is Sanguito.
E L S A N G I T O.
Yeah, that's about me. I don't really have anything. I just am a super comedy fan, and yeah.
Well, thank you guys a lot, and follow Asterios at Asterios.
Yeah, good luck spelling that. I'm not going to do you any favors. Spell Sangita's name. You're on your own for mine.
Oh, you will never find me. I change my display name constantly.
Thank you guys so much for being on.
Thanks for having us. We'll catch you later. You take care.
Take it easy.
May the force be with you.
Right.
And also with you.
That's how you can tell when they're a Catholic Star Wars fan.
Ayo.
And also with you.
Ayo.
And also with you.
Mulala. Ayo. Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me on my bluff. Pay me what you owe me. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think you're frontin' on? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis the 14th, and it's all on me. And stars, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze if you think that you're gonna knock me off the top. Shit, your wife's in the backseat. Off my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I call the shots. Like brap, brap, brap. Pay me what you owe me. Don't act like you faggot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you owe me. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my. Tune up to Rihanna while the whole club fucking wasted. Every time I drive by, I'm the only thing you're playing. In a drop top doing 100, y'all in my rear view mirror racing. Where are y'all at? Where are y'all at? Like brap, brap, brap. Louis the 13th, and it's all on me. End stars, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze if you think that you're gonna knock me off the top. Shit, your wife's in the backseat. Off a brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I call the shots. Like brap, brap, brap. Pay me what you owe me. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you owe me. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you owe me. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Bitch. Better have my money. Yo. That bitch beater. Have my money. Hold up. My money. Yo, my money. That bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money.
I wonder what the name of that song was.
The name of that song is Bitch Better Have My Money.
Oh, really? Fuck! Oh, I didn't guess at it.
Welcome back, everybody. Phone number to contact the show, 636-4.
What are you chuckling about?
Don't worry about it, Travis. It doesn't matter. That was Asterios Kokonos, which I can pronounce with ease. And I don't remember the...
Sangita.
Sangita? They were fun. Yeah. That was fun. Travis, do you feel as though mistletoe promotes rape culture?
Of course it does.
Yep.
You're forced, I mean, just because you're standing under a piece of produce, you're saying that, oh, now I'm going to kiss you whether you like it or not. Of course it does.
And it doesn't say get a consensual kiss under the mistletoe. It says kiss.
Yep, we're forced to kiss. Nothing I can do about it. Nothing you can do about it either.
Do you think that Dallas Page had some good intel on the whole my balls are going to get radiation and like I'm missing out on it? Or do you think that it was probably something that I could just Google?
Yeah,
you could Google it.
And the answer is no.
Napier, you had a story. The people were in the chat. They wanted to know about it, and we've teased it for this long. We've made them sit through all of this for your stupid people story. You had a stupid people story. Let's hear it, buddy.
I'm titillated.
Okay, think of the dumbest thing that you've ever heard of that has actually happened in a U.S. town. And this will probably beat it. This is right up there with fluoride causes mouth cancer.
Or dancing causes people to die.
Yeah, or ice cream causes infidelity.
Cereal keeps you from masturbating.
Yeah, cereal.
Cocaine is not good for you.
Yeah, bullshit. This town called Woodland, North Carolina.
Have we verified? I guess it's an official news. I mean, that's a real news site.
Yeah, that's a real news site.
See, because it seems like one of those things that could very easily just be made up.
I hope it is, because this is dumb as shit. At a town council meeting, one man said...
This is in Woodland, North Carolina.
So North Carolina, obviously, winners all around. And this guy, Bobby Mann, he said the solar farms would suck up all the energy from the sun... And businesses wouldn't go to Woodland because they don't have any sun energy because of the solar farm eating it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this guy said that they shouldn't put a solar farm in the town because if they did, it'll suck up all the sun's energy and then people won't want to go there.
And all the plants wouldn't be able to photosynthesize.
Because they don't have any sun?
Because they don't have any sun. Yeah, the solar panels would eat up all of their sun.
And apparently there is a lady called Jane Mann.
Wait, is this guy in a position of power?
No, he's just a guy that lives in the town.
Oh, he's just an asshole.
Yeah, just an asshole.
Okay.
Mrs. Mann, the guy's wife...
Apparently. She's a retired science teacher.
Hey, I like that name, too, by the way, Mrs. Mann.
Mrs. Mann?
Mm-hmm. She said it would prevent the plants from getting the solar photosynthesizers that they need to grow, and that would kill all of the plants in the area. And then she also said that the solar cells cause cancer, because there's a lot of cancer near solar cells, apparently.
Ugh.
They shot down putting up solar panels and actually they passed some kind of
like a zoning law
substation electrical substation no what where's the thing that says that they passed like some kind of rule that they're gonna shoot down any future.
Well, they voted 3-1 against rezoning the land. And then later voted for a memorandum on future solar farms. So right now, you can't install any solar farms in the area.
Because it's going to eat up the sun.
Yeah, they got to have a wait and see.
Speaking of dummies, Drunk's on the line. Hi, Drunk.
Hey.
How'd the break-in go?
Just like any other break-in, I guess.
They get anything?
No, I mean, they... They're dummies.
Okay, so we're doing a show. We haven't talked about this at all. Drunk called us at 7:59 and told us that he was on his way here, but then the alarm went off at his work, and so he had to turn around and go back to work because somebody broke into your work?
Well, the alarm went off and left running work. Basically, what happened is the driver hit the door too hard. It triggered the sensor, so I had to go there, waiting for the police to deduce what happened, don't file a report, probably get charged for a false alarm, you know, same old deal.
This is fucking riveting.
Yep.
Drunk does not sound as enthused as last night.
Drunk? Did you happen to hear any of the show? Yeah. People were emailing me about how they felt they didn't feel like you were very fair with me last week. I mean, do you want to apologize or anything?
Can I see these emails? Will you forward them to me?
You think I'd lie to you, Drunk? There were emails, buddy.
He's saying that with his eyes closed, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw zero support for your side of the argument on Twitter, but I mean, I'm not getting anything.
Didn't you see the tweet that said that you were a dullard?
A dullard?
Was that from you?
It was not from me. I don't feel as though Drunk is a dullard. I feel Drunk is an interesting and classy guy.
You can't take anything that Lotus Cast guy says to be.
He said that Drunk was a dullard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for the most part on the show, I probably am a dullard, but he just got me all fired up last week. So.
It seemed like the conversation escalated faster than you would think it would.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Mike just kept poking and prodding. I mean, I don't know what to say. But, I mean, I will say this. I have gotten plenty of support on the Twitters, so.
Oh, you have?
I mean, I feel like I have. Two or three tweets, I don't know.
Big turnout.
Yeah, huge. Riveting.
So, I mean, is there anything that you want to tell the people, maybe, Drunk?
No.
So, I guess we'll go ahead and say we'll see you next week?
Sure.
I mean, you sound like dog shit drunk.
You don't sound okay. You don't sound chipper. You sound defeated.
You sound like you're having
a bad day.
All right. Well,
Drunk.
Business as usual, then.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you.
Drunk, you're an integral part of our cast.
I appreciate you guys.
Drunk.
All right. We'll see you guys next.
Your voice, it matters.
It's like an angel. It's like.
He's going to tell that joke about it's Fergie and baby Jesus again. That's what he's gonna, I hung up on him.
What? Why would you do that?
Because I know what he was going to say. He's like, it's like a mixture of Fergie and baby Jesus. That's what he was going to say.
I don't even remember when he said that.
He said it like 300 times. That's what he was going to say. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to let it be there. If he was here, I'd have edited it out.
Why? What's wrong?
Because I'm done with that joke. He says it every time.
What's wrong with Fergie?
Fuck Drunk. Drunk's off the show.
Well, he's off the show now, but he'll be here next week.
Yeah, probably. Guys, what did we learn? Did we learn anything? I mean, was there any...
If there's anything Mike...
Positive growth from this week's show?
If there's anything Mike can do, it's to find a way to make people discriminate against each other more.
True.
Mike, did you know that solar panels suck up the sun's energy? I learned that Mega Man likes to collect hands like a serial killer.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in the chat talking about the solar panels. You know what? I wouldn't doubt that, like, if you stood right next to a solar panel, that it might, like, give you something.
Well, apparently...
Oh, you mean like standing next to the electrical grid?
Yeah. Which also does not give you cancer.
I mean, I feel like, you know, the Wi-Fis and, like, all this stuff floating around, it's got to be doing something to us.
Why?
It's making us all assholes is what it's doing.
Why does it have to be doing something?
Don't you feel like it must be doing something that we're going to find out about? I read a thing the other day that somebody was saying something about how, like, all the soda cans have BPA and they're gonna fuck us up with BPA. I don't even know what BPA is, but I know that it's bad and that I shouldn't drink out of cans anymore.
I've been talking about that forever, like aluminum is a cancer-causing agent and that you shouldn't drink out of aluminum.
I feel like I'm a pretty learned guy, Travis. I feel like I'm around. I watch The Muppets on ABC. I watch plenty of things on ABC. Sure. Why do I not know about BattleBots? And why has BPA been around all this time and I'm just now finding out that I shouldn't have been drinking out of cans all these years?
Probably because it doesn't do anything. That's why you never heard of it, because it's not real. You know what you shouldn't do? You shouldn't burn aluminum and then inhale the exhaust that comes out from it. You shouldn't do that. But drinking out of a can? No, you're fine. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to harm you. You know what it's going to taste like? It's going to taste like your drink was in an aluminum can.
I know all this stuff is doing something to us. It's probably going to kill all our sperms.
Really?
Probably.
Well, you'll find out soon when your skin changes color, Mike.
Yep.
There's going to be a low sperm count color?
Yep.
Probably. It makes sense. Then the ladies will know what colors to look for if they want to breed.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm for that. Good caveat to... That was good, Travis. I like that.
I don't know. I got a wife, and I'm morbidly obese, so... I mean, I guess if one can get them, y'all can.
I don't know.
That's some... That, you know, those are some words of inspiration for the week.
Guys, we appreciate all of you. Follow us. Tell us what you think. Or don't.
Don't bother talking to me this week.
Listen.
I'm going to report back to you next week to see how a week without social media is.
Because you're trying to avoid learning things about Star Wars?
Yeah, I'm going to avoid Star Wars spoilers until I see it. I figure it's a good week, and I think that might be a good test.
How do I contact you?
I'll still use Messenger.
Oh, okay. So if you want to send Travis messages on Facebook spoiling Star Wars, he will be checking his Facebook Messenger.
You'll all go to the other.
And guys, something that I love that I don't think I've mentioned on the show.
You have never mentioned anything that you love ever.
A year ago, and this is so great. I love this so much. A year ago, we had a show where Travis just railed on Elf on a Shelf and
yes.
How much he hated it.
It was glorious.
That's the other benefit of going offline for a week. I won't have to see those stupid fucking Elf on the Shelf.
Matt from the Lotus Cast took it upon himself to send Travis an Elf on a Shelf every day since that show up until Christmas last year, and he picked it right back up this year. And I love it so much. Every day when I see Matt send Travis his daily Elf on a Shelf, I just cackle with laughter. I love it so much. So please, if you're out there, if you have elves on shelves, send them to Travis because he hates them, and that makes me happy. So
I do not support this.
And if he's off social media for a week, then like when he comes back, he'll be bombarded with them. He'll have so many of them to look at.
And he'll be forced to because, I mean...
They're there.
You got that many, you got to look at them.
Right. Guys, thanks for being with us. We'll do it again next week. Tis the season. Tell somebody that you love them and give them hugs.
Drink heavily. I suggest drinking.
Kiss them under the mistletoe. Only if it's consensual.
And make sure you have whiskey breath. Well, that's my mama.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 Central. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @WFODix. Follow Drunk @DrunkardSTL or Travis @ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!
Everything that has transpired has done so according to my design. Your friends up there on the sanctuary moon are walking into a trap, as is your rebel fleet. It was I who allowed the Alliance to know the location of the shield generator. It is quite safe from your pitiful little band. An entire legion of my best troops awaits them. Oh, I'm afraid the deflector shield will be quite operational when your friends arrive. Come, boy. See for yourself. From here, you will witness the final destruction of the Alliance and the end of your insignificant rebellion.